From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. economy may be on the mend, but it's been a slow recovery so far. We're all still looking for some small signs of hope. Well, here's something from the world of consumer spending. Imports of computers and electronics jumped recently, presumably to meet increased U.S. demand. So we sent Jesse Baker to New York's Upper West Side to find out just what people are buying.
Here's AC/DC with You Shook Me All Night Long.
This shiny new MacBook is set to play an endless loop of rock to help set the shopping mood for at least this guy.
It's a man's store. You know, every man loves Best Buy.
That's Anthony Curry. He's here for a gift for his niece and nephew.
Yeah, I'm also looking for a DVD for myself called Marked for Death.
Shopper Jonathan Marin just seems to have a little extra money to burn.
Payday today is payday, so I had to walk around and see what I could pick up.
Would you like a bag?
Comfort. That's what shoppers are slowly beginning to feel again, says Andy Hargraves. He's a senior research analyst for Pacific Crest Securities.
If you go back to the beginning of last year, there was so much uncertainty about the economy. People were afraid to spend anything. You know, we didn't know if our houses were going to zero. We didn't know if the world was going to implode. So there just wasn't comfort around any kind of significant consumer purchase.
But these recent purchases are very targeted. People aren't buying so many refrigerators or dining room sets or even flat-screen TVs.
Because really right now, when you peel back the onion, it's largely PC demand that's driving that number rather than just broad electronic sales.
Joe and Sally Cooper already bought an iPad, but still, they're in the market for a laptop.
I'm looking for a small laptop, so it's nice and light and it's easily
to carry.
Carry
so
around.
That we can travel with it.
Right.
Anna Bonarenko was also eyeing up the Toshibas.
I'm actually going back to school, so it was a good time to. My old computer was getting a little rusty.
Back to school shopping can account for some of the rise in sales. But according to Andy Hargraves, what we're seeing is a wave of people buying this summer who showed restraint last year.
So it's a bit of pent-up demand that was being released. That may be slowing right now, though, is kind of the interesting thing.
PCs and smartphones are the trendy comfort foods, the brown beans and cornbread or mint chocolate chip ice cream, that consumers are opening their wallets for now, anyway. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.